Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
We have to talk about this because the sun is out and it is time. Irishmen are known worldwide for lots of things, for the sense of humour, for the gift of the gab, for their sense of humour, for, you know, that kind of stuff. But summer style is well, it's not on the list, lads, I'm sorry to say. So we asked the always well turned out Darren Kennedy, we asked him in for some tips. Good morning, me old pal.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
You look amazing.
You're going to call me your elf flower there,
my
are
elf
you? Your elf flower.
Pal. Good morning, So, what are the biggest mistakes Irish guys make in the summer?
So here's
pull that
the thing.
Mic up to you. Pull that mic up to you because it's
here's
sensitive.
The thing. Can you
yeah,
hear me?
Go on. Yeah.
I think let's focus on the positive here, right?
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
That's boring.
Well, then the first thing you need to do is tend to your hooves. Because the lads get the feet out as soon as the sun comes out and your feet are mangled. Mm. And actually, you know, even this time of year as well, lots of people are jogging, they're preparing for the marathon, they're out hiking or whatever.
Yeah.
And your feet never see the light of day for 340 days of the year. And then all of a sudden the sun comes out, so do these hooves, and literally you want to throw up your breakfast.
Okay.
If you can, go for a little pedicure.
But if that's not your bag,
yeah, go for a pedicure. And actually, it's lovely and relaxing, if anything else. Just get a little pedicure. Mm. Now, a lot of lads will be listening saying, not a hope, I'm going in for a pedicure. Just like, give them a bit of TLC.
Yeah. Give them an old scrub.
Give them a scrub.
Give them a scrub.
Yeah, no one needs to see the fungus.
No.
You know
no.
what I mean? But that's...
Okay. Well, that is really good advice. And I didn't even think of that. Now, we need to talk about foreign wedding holidays because they are back with a bang. What's your feeling on the linen suit?
So here's a top tip for you. If you are going to a wedding abroad, anywhere warm, what I would say is rather than linen, if you can find yourself a linen cotton blend.
Ooh.
Because what you do then is you get all the structure of cotton, but all the lightness of linen. And so, because linen is really tricky, as we know, right? I mean, it creases, it doesn't necessarily sit well. It's kind of a look. And if you can pull it off, fair play to you. Mm. But to get the benefits of the linen, but the look of something more structured, go with a blend. So you want something with a bit of linen in the fabric, but not necessarily 100% linen. And you look and feel great.
That's what it's all about. Okay.
But you know what? Sorry, just on that point. Yeah. Suiting though and tailoring has become much more loose. Like if you look at like the catwalks and what's even coming into the high street, you know, gone are the days of a super skinny suit, thank God, I think. And it's much more flowy. You know, people are wearing baggy suit trousers with trainers.
Yeah.
So you can be much more relaxed, I think, when it comes to a wedding,
especially
abroad.
And what about footwear? Let's talk about trainers. When are they just a no? Is it just like interviews or what do you think?
There's very few scenarios that I think you can't wear trainers, to be honest. It's about the type of trainer that you wear. Now, if you were going for an interview in, you know, an accountant's office.
Yeah.
Probably don't wear your trainers.
Read the room.
Read the room. Have a bit of common sense. But then there's also different types of trainers. If you're wearing a pair of trainers to a wedding, let's say, on the Amalfi Coast, you might get away with wearing a box fresh, clean, white pair of like Stan Smith. That style of trainer, you know, like just white.
I
just
have no
white.
Idea what you're talking
Do you
about.
Know, you know, like plain white trainer. Just a plain white trainer, but they're kind of flat. They're not a sporty trainer. They're kind of almost like a shoe hybrid. That type of trainer.
Now I understand. Thank you.
But like, don't... Are you still with me?
I'm struggling today.
I feel you just had a little mini outer body,
yeah,
body
I was
experience
just looking
there.
At you going, what is he talking about? I get you though, and that is a good look.
Can we talk socks
before you move on?
Can we talk about Birkenstocks?
Well, you're flashing me one at the moment.
You just
took it off your foot and showed me.
And I'm not wearing a sock with it. Socks and versus no socks. I think if I'm wearing tailoring in the summer, I like to go sockless. But before people start having a conniption, what it actually means is I'm wearing an invisible sock. So I am actually wearing sock for hygiene reasons, some sweating and all that type of stuff, but you just don't see it. So the key is to make sure you get the invisible socks that are actually invisible as opposed to ankle socks, because nothing looks worse than when you can see it.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you
talk to me about Birkenstocks.
So Birkenstocks, just sandals. So you asked me do's and don'ts. Absolutely do not wear a flip-flop anywhere other than the beach or the shower or the pool.
Okay.
That's just a rule, okay?
Okay.
Just let's leave it there.
I know.
Now, sliders.
I hear you. Yeah.
Sandals, Birkenstocks, they're everywhere at the moment. Wear them with socks, wear them without socks, do whatever you want. And here's the thing, because I always feel like Birkenstocks becomes a bit of an eternal debate. Are they, you know, because they started with the monks or something like that in Germany. They're super comfortable.
Yeah.
But they recently got the platinum seal of approval when LVMH, the largest fashion conglomerate in the world that owned Louis Vuitton, etc., bought them. So
that, now they're cool.
If you can't beat them, buy them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even the clog styles are kind of cool. Now, they're not for everybody, right?
Yeah.
They're not for everybody. But they kind of work. And actually, I was thinking the last time I was in, we ended up talking about GAA shorts.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I saw Forbidden Fruit was on at the weekend and mm-hmm. there was loads of people going around with their GAA shorts and styling it up with, like, you know, vests and then like shirts with Cuban collars and, you know, flip-flops. Or not flip-flops, Birkenstocks and socks. So, it just kind of looks good.
So shorts anytime?
Shorts.
In the summer?
Yeah, I think so. Well, like.
Because you can wear it with a, like you said, you can put a shirt on.
Yeah, it depends on the short again. So it's like if you're wearing, I wouldn't say Bermuda shorts anytime, but like if you got a slick tailored city short, they look amazing and really structured.
Yeah.
So it's all about the structure and the cut. So there's two kind of trends when it comes to shorts this year. There's the super baggy kind of wide short, which comes down to maybe your knee or just above your knee. Or then there's the 5-inch short, which everyone's gone on about, which is like a short short. I love a short short, but I think if you're wearing short shorts, what you're wearing on top then needs to kind of play with the proportions.
Okay.
So wear something a little baggier on top.
Speaking of which, would you ever walk around town with your top off?
No.
Okay. What about caps?
Would you?
Yeah, I have done.
Have you?
I've been arrested. I've been in Store Street for that stuff. No, but you see lads with their tops off walking around town, all that, it's not a great look, is it?
No, I think when you're in the beach or in the park or, you know, you're horizontal. Maybe take your top off. But I wouldn't be walking down Grafton Street with my top off.
Okay. Caps. We need to talk about caps and hats. You know.
Bucket hats,
caps.
Snapbacks.
You know, should. What about. Leo has a tendency to wear his cap back to front. Is he too old for that? Should he stop doing that?
I'm not going to shame anyone.
He's away. You can say whatever you like. He's not listening.
You see, caps are just. They're just a fashion accessory.
Mm.
Again, gauges. Do you know what I mean? I think Leo looks great with his cap on backwards.
He does, it suits him. You're not really a cap kind of a guy.
Do you know what? I was always a cap person. I used to wear hats the whole time. And then I got out of the habit. And do you know what it is? It's because I had a quiff for so long. You couldn't really wear a hat with the quiff. Now the quiff is gone. Maybe I'll get back to wearing hats again.
Yeah, talk to me about the hair.
Well, yeah, what do you think?
I like it. It's very different.
Do you think?
Yeah, I've known you for years with a quiff. And now you have a fringe.
Yeah. Got bangs, baby.
You got bangs, baby.
Do you know what? I think what also turned me off hats and caps as well is, so I've obviously got the silver in the hair and the silver when it first started to appear was definitely by my temples, so that was where it was the most visible to me. Obviously, I mean, maybe it's elsewhere, but I just can't see the back of my head, and I always felt when I was wearing a cap that I was literally drawing attention to that, and I was kind of conscious about it.
Okay.
And so that's why I kind of got out of the habit of wearing hats, but now I couldn't give a damn, but I just haven't started wearing them again.
Good on you. Lads are listening going, where does he shop? So for high street for lads, where's good to go?
Do you know what? You pick up a few good bits in Zara, H&M, Penny's.
Yeah,
Pick up. Yeah, you will. Absolutely. Like, you don't have to spend a fortune. I like Reiss. Now, that's a little bit higher end high street. Your price point's a bit more expensive, but if you're looking for a really nice, you know, shirts and again, items for weddings.
Yeah.
I think it's a great fit because it's always got that little tailored edge, but it's not like landing into complete formal wear. And then I just think, you know what, whatever you buy, make sure you like it. People say to me, oh, you know, your clothes are always nice. It's like, I don't buy anything I don't like. It's a simple thing. And also, I think more than ever now, it's about really being conscious with what you buy.
Mm.
And, you know, not going out and buying something on a Thursday evening because you're going out on Friday and you're going to wear it Friday and never let it see the light of day again. Like, I'm really conscious about where and how I spend my money, especially when it comes to clothes. Obviously, I'm in the business. Clothes come my way a lot. And I'm like, no, you know, if it's going to take up space in my wardrobe, it has to be something that I really like, that I enjoy wearing, that I feel good when I wear, that I know looks good, and that is going to last a while.
More than two washes.
Ah, listen, absolutely. And if it's an item of clothing, and I've said this before, if you buy something, and let's say it's a top in Zara, and you love it, treat it well, and it'll last a long time.
Yeah, that is so true. Just lastly, should you follow sunglasses trends?
Should you follow trends on its own? I would say be very careful because it's a bit of a hamster wheel. So if you get into that completely, you know, you're just eventually going to fall off once it stops.
Yeah.
You dip in and out. So what I'd say with sunglasses is find out, you know, and if you go into like the likes of Specsavers or any optician, they'll help you choose a style of frame that works for your face. And so like a simple guide would be, and this is the same thing for glasses as it is for sunglasses. So let's say you've got a really round face, right? Some people have round faces. Well, what you want to do with your glasses perhaps is to inject some angles there. So you might go with a frame that has, you know, it doesn't have to be really square, but something that has maybe a soft rectangle, and it just kind of plays up the contrast of your natural structure. Mm. And then some people who really know what they're doing, they'll wear it, they've got a really round face and they'll go for a really exaggerated round glass, but they're doing that intentionally. Yeah. So it has impact. I mean, for me, I've got quite a square head.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so you do. I'm just thinking that.
Thanks. So I'll wear, actually, I've got my sunglasses here. Like you see,
they're lovely.
But there's a soft edge to them. Mm. So I still have the structure of like quite a square frame, but they've soft edges. So it kind of just softens up the look. So what I would say is just find out what works for your face before you start going crazy on trends.
Yeah. Amazing tips, as always. Darren Kennedy never takes his top off, but he does take it off on Instagram. If people want to follow you on Instagram, see what your top off, where do they go?
Darren Kennedy Official.
There we go. Thanks, Darren.
No shit. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.